This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, Dan Lyman is about to join me to talk about the Brexit, the Theresa May ouster. But first, Theresa May gave her resignation speech. I believe, yes, it's June 7th is the final day. And, well, it wasn't too pretty for Theresa May today. Here is that clip of her resigning.
I will shortly leave the job that it has been the honour of my life to hold. The second female Prime Minister, but certainly not the last. I do so with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love.
She starts crying and walks off.
Yeah.
Well, a
Actually, a lot of people are saying that the reason why she stepped down is because the MI6 and MI5 involvement in the fake Russian collusion narrative is about to come out, and she just doesn't want to be around. So they kind of just shuffled her aside. So there she goes. She didn't do one of those awkward dance moves off the stage, though. That's too bad. We could have used one of the worst dance moves in the history of humanity one more time before she finally resigned. But that Skeletor creature finally ousted. Or I guess will be June 7th. So what damage will she cause in the next 2 weeks? We'll find out. Here is Nigel Farage responding to the results of the vote.
She said she would step aside as leader of the Conservative Party June the 7th, but remain as Prime Minister until a successor is chosen. Joining us now on the phone, Nigel Farage. Right, Nigel, Brexit has taken out two Prime Ministers. How many more do you think?
Well, that's a very good question. And don't forget, we're going to get on Sunday night, we will get the results of the European elections that were contested yesterday. And the polls are showing that the Conservative Party under Theresa May will not even achieve 10% in those elections, whereas the Brexit Party, which I set up 6 weeks ago today, is projected to get 35%. So you can see that in their millions, voters have deserted the Conservative Party. They've come to my new vehicle because they want Brexit delivered. So this then poses a very big question. What ticket does Boris Johnson run on? Is he going to be clear, unequivocal, about the fact we absolutely have to leave the EU this year? If he is, then, well, maybe there's someone there that we can talk to and perhaps do business with. If not, I think you could be witnessing the death of a political party that has dominated the UK for over 200 years.
All right, Nigel, we'll leave it at that. Good luck in the elections, which are still taking place for the European Parliament. Get back to us soon about those results, Nigel, and we will talk to you. Thanks, Nigel.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Bye.
So this is just absolute rejection of globalism worldwide. But you have to understand, if or when Britain leaves the EU is pretty much done, because everybody's going to want to pull out of the EU after that. Italy will want to pull out, Spain will want to pull out, and it'll just go on and on and on until you have nobody left but like Brussels and Germany. And that's why they can't have it, because the EU was the foundation of globalism by design. You bring in the EU, you use it as an example for the West to take nation states' sovereignty and take it from them as nation states and then give it to the larger body of a one government system in control of all the nation states. But you see, as soon as you vote to get out of that and people see it, they're going to want out too. That's why they haven't let Britain leave. But But if Britain leaves the EU, the EU will be dead within 10 years because nobody else will want to stay.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at Infowars.com and Newswars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at Infowars.com. We're at Newswars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own summit.news. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, Infowars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
Infowars.com, man! Woo! Infowars.com, because that's what people out here. I'm talking about Infowars.com.
I'm at Infowars.com and Newswars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to Infowars.com and Newswars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's web, things called websites. Please go there.
The answer to 1984. Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Folks, we expanded InfoWars with EuropeWars.com. Dan Lyman at the helm. Over a year ago now, I believe. And that's what we do here at InfoWars with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, Alex Jones doesn't buy private jets. He flies commercial. Alex Jones doesn't have a bunch of exotic cars. He has some American-made cars. And Alex Jones doesn't line his pockets with all the money that you flood us with. He builds the InfoWars platform. He hires Dan Lyman. He expands to InfoWars Europe. He has Paul Joseph Watson expand to Summit News. He hires me to host the War Room 3 hours a day from 3 to 6. He has the morning show, the David Knight Show morning for 3 hours. Whole crews on each of those shows. So that's what you get when you support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got great supplements on sale right now. We've got the brand new 8-pack power stack from InfoWarsStore.com. If you're new to supplementing, that is the perfect way to begin. It's 50% off, up to 60% off some products right now for the Memorial Day Mega Sale. 50% off bodies, read the reviews for yourself. 50% off Super Male Vitality, read the reviews for yourself. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's your support there that makes everything we do here possible so that we can hire people like Dan Lyman to cover the news going on in Europe, and then bring him onto the show to discuss it. So, Dan Lyman joins me now. The latest poll shows Europeans strongly oppose mass migration, EU's handling of crisis. And Dan, really, this poll, I think, reflects kind of every other poll that is anti-globalism, anti-open borders, and back towards nationalism and state sovereignty.
That's absolutely correct, Owen, and things is definitely very interesting this weekend. Obviously, we have the elections. We've had the UK and Netherlands went to the polls yesterday. The Czechs and Ireland are in the polls today. Tomorrow, I believe Slovakia goes to the polls, and then on Sunday, everyone else will head to the polls and cast their votes for the European Parliament. And by Sunday night, we'll start getting unofficial election results. And of course, we've had some exit polling that kind of indicates where things are headed and some polling ahead of time. But of course, we take that all with a grain of salt because we never know how things are going to turn out. As we saw with the 2016 presidential election in the U.S., as we saw with Brexit and even the recent Australian election. So polling should always be taken with a grain of salt. But I think things do look good for the popular nationalist movements across Europe and this new alliance that's being formed by Matteo Salvini. We see in France that the Marine Le Pen's party is actually leading the polls there. So it's going to be a very interesting weekend, and I do anticipate some leftist outbursts by the end of Sunday, the way that they have in other countries when things don't go their way.
So you are expecting these voter turnouts to show a nationalist result, and you think they have some we'll say protest ready to go?
Protests are certainly possible. Today we have protests going on in Switzerland and Germany, actually. They call them climate strikes. So in my town and across Switzerland and Germany and probably some neighboring countries as well, we have some pretty radical environmentalists out chanting for climate justice. Apparently that's a big issue in Germany, especially with the city dwellers, that they're very concerned about climate change. So maybe that could sway the votes in Germany, certainly. But I don't think that that's as big of an issue continent-wide as the press would like people to think that it is.
When you're looking at these elections, what countries do you think will be the first ones to go nationalist? Obviously, you know, you're looking at Britain right now with the Brexit, but who do you think follows?
Who could be more dominoes to fall in the EU? There's some really interesting things happening in Denmark right now. They are really working towards hardening their borders. One of the biggest parties there just introduced a resolution. They'd like to see a full asylum stop through 2025. And they want to basically solidify the borders between themselves and Germany and also themselves in Sweden. And those kinds of things are very hard to accomplish unless you get the EU's permission. So they've said that they want to move forward and introduce referendums based on the EU's internal border policy in the Schengen area. So I think there's very interesting things happening in Denmark. We have in the Netherlands the possibility that the populists take the vote there, although that's kind of up in the air, but it's definitely trending in that direction. Every time there's an election now in the Netherlands, the press loves to say that Geert Wilders fell on his face, and they're still saying that even today. But every election he seems to gain seats in the Netherlands and also on the EU stage. And then also we have some other newcomers to the nationalist movement in the Netherlands. So I don't think that the establishment parties there are going to fare as well as they have in the past. Of course, in Italy, things are changing dramatically under the leadership of Salvini. France, things are changing. Obviously with the Yellow Vest protests that have been going on for quite some time, the support is swinging in the favor of Marine Le Pen and her new party, the National Rally. As of right now, they are leading the polls. And so those are really the big countries that everyone's keeping an eye on. I don't think things will change too much in Germany, although I think AfD continues to gain ground, of course. And then also there is talk that when Angela Merkel is completed with her term as Chancellor of Germany, she may move into European government at the super state level. So it's all interesting to see where it's all going to go from here, for sure.
Now, does the media have the same role in these elections as they do in the West? Total leftist, total globalism, to try to keep the people from voting nationalist and for their own state sovereignty?
Absolutely. The media is just as bad here as it is in the U.S., in some cases worse. They take all of these movements, for instance, the Brexit Party, which I would consider a mainstream conservative party, the actual conservative party there, the Tories, they are not faring well at all. Obviously, we just saw the prime minister just step down, and their support is just plummeted at one of the lowest it's been in decades, because I don't think that they're an actual conservative party. They're not conserving anything in Britain. Of course, Britain is going by the wayside. The Brexit Party would be considered at this point just an anti-globalist party. There's all sorts of all shapes and colors of people running as Brexit candidates. But of course, they get smeared as far right, and you see that happening across Europe. And I think people are starting to become immune to that label. They see that and they just roll their eyes. The only people that really buy that now are they're lost anyways. So the media has not done itself any service in Europe. If you want to know what it's like, just picture how much fools of themselves CNN has made it of themselves in recent years, and you can imagine how people are feeling about their particular outlets across the countries in Europe.
Do you agree with my analysis? The reason why the EU cannot have the Brexit happen is they realize if the Brexit happens, that's the first domino to fall, and then other countries are going to want to get out. I think if Brexit happens, the EU is done. Do you agree?
I think absolutely that it's trending in that direction. It's all a matter of how they execute it. Of course, Farage is taking the reins again with the Brexit movement. And if he can pull them out, you know, by sheer will and with this great surge of support behind him and his candidates, then I think, you know, the EU is, of course, they're terrified of that. And we saw interesting comments recently from Jean-Claude Juncker, who is the head of the EU. He basically, I mean, this guy just shoots himself in the foot. I think he drinks way too much and says things that he probably shouldn't, but he went on record with CNN saying that populist nationalists, he called them stupid nationalists, they are in love with their own countries, and he was ridiculing that. I don't think people take too well to that if they happen to catch that news, and they kind of realize at this point that the EU is just a power-mad entity that they need to be pulling out of at this point.
Well, it was literally Hitler's brainchild was the EU, so it's kind of ironic that that's where we're at here. But yeah, Jean-Claude Juncker says you're stupid if you're a nationalist. So he's literally insulting people if they love their country. But that's like a weird trend now, Dan. I mean, you see it from journalists in the West that hate America. You see it about, in fact, I believe it was a Russian diplomat or someone just received an award and she gave a speech and she was like, yeah, I really love Russia. And the media attacked her like, oh, yeah, you love authoritarian Russia. You love corruption. You're a statist. And it's just like, no, she's just saying she loves her country. She loves representing the country. She's going to work hard for Russia. These people want everybody to hate their country. It's very strange that they think globalism is the answer for all of their shortcomings. Dan Lyman from Europe Wars with us. Don't go anywhere.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Something right now. If you've got excuses in life, you're probably a loser. Okay? I don't want excuses anymore. I want victory. Okay? Now, luckily, this audience is full of winners. This staff is full of winners. Just look at what Dan Lyman has done with Europe Wars. Look at the great work. Listen to the last segment with Dan. You're not going to get this kind of coverage anywhere else. Thank God for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We would not be here without you. And we've got a bunch of InfoWarriors in town this weekend. Because we take action, the InfoWars Army. And I want to apologize because I know you guys are blowing me up pretty much nonstop. You're trying to use InfoComs to organize and to get in touch with people for the protest coming up at Planned Parenthood here on Sunday. But InfoComs is down. I don't know if or when it'll be back up, so I apologize for that. But we will be out there on Sunday, Planned Parenthood in Austin, Texas, 7th Street at noon. I'm giving a speech at 2. And so I'm looking forward to seeing you all out there. Sorry you can't communicate on InfoComs. It's down. You know, we deal with a lot of sabotage here, people trying to take our servers, shutting us down, obviously the censorship. So I apologize that that's going on. I wish it wasn't the case, but we will be out there Sunday. So this is not a sign that we're not going to be there. This is not a sign that we're canceling the event or anything. We're just dealing with some tech issues. And, I don't know if InfoComs will be up, but we're still going to be out there. So the people asking me, hey, are you still going out there Sunday? I can't see anything on InfoComs. We are still going out there. We're just dealing with some technical issues. And so if I get your messages about the videos not working, we get all your messages. We're trying our best here, folks. You can just imagine the type of sabotage that we have to endure. Now, Dan Lyman, it's really incredible here because globalism has been exposed, and that was its real Achilles heel. Globalism had to be brought on in the shadows, because as soon as people learned about it, they didn't want it. As soon as you have Jean-Claude Juncker saying, you're stupid if you're a nationalist, people started raising their eyebrow. As soon as you had people saying, you're a bigot if you're a nationalist, people started scratching their heads. So globalism has been completely unmasked. The media is trying to keep the mask on and tell you that nationalism is the enemy. I don't see it working right now, Dan. I think that Europe is going the way of the Brexit. They're going to do everything they can to stop it, but they won't be able to. I think we're starting to see, I would say, what would you give it? If Brexit happens, I think the EU has less than 20 years, probably. What do you think?
I think that's certainly a fair assessment. It's so kind of unprecedented, this whole situation, as to how it will pan out. But, it could happen quickly. The USSR fell pretty quickly when it looked pretty strong just a few years before. So we will see how things do pan out in that regard. But I think 20 years is definitely a very safe prediction. And as you were saying about globalism in general, that it's been masked. And even the term globalist 5 years ago, when I would use that term with normal friends, they would have no idea what I was talking about. It sounded like some crazy code word that, some crazy Illuminati code word. And now, the word is used openly in mainstream publications by the president of the United States and even by, politicians around the world in the media. So that is out in the open, and that agenda is out in the open. And I kind of want to touch a couple of stories here that give people an idea of what's going on the ground that is influencing the way people feel, because the number one issue facing Europe and the voters will say this in general is migration and the effects of it, illegal migration in particular. And then, of course, terrorism is a concern. In some of the countries, economics are a big concern as well. So like in Greece and Italy and Portugal, especially with the younger folks, they don't see a lot of opportunity for themselves economically. But the thread that runs throughout Europe is migration and the related issues. And so just a couple of these stories that you probably won't hear about, but this is what's going on in Europe and in the individual countries. People are paying attention to this stuff, and it's influencing votes for sure. So just a few minutes ago, earlier today, a bomb just went off in Lyon, France. They're still getting information about that, but it's a parcel bomb. They're calling it an attack, and at least 8 people were injured, including a child. So that's just like one little snapshot of what happened in France today, right before they go to the polls. So you know that's going to influence a few people in Lyon when they head to the polls, maybe nationwide. That's one example. Another example is that in the Netherlands, the migration minister just had to resign in the middle of a scandal because it was uncovered that the immigration ministry was hiding details about crimes being committed by migrants, and that was unearthed actually by De Telegraaf, which is a mainstream publication. They discovered that the figures that were being put out were masking really heinous crimes such as rape, murder, child abuse, child sexual abuse by migrants. And this all came out just a couple days ago, and the migration minister had to step down. That has rocked Dutch politics this week, right before they headed to the polls. So, of course, that's going to affect some votes. Another thing that happened is in Belgium. We've covered this. We've talked about this. One of the main train stations there, the transit stations, has been overrun with migrants, and it's this testament to what migration is doing to the globalist stronghold, which is Brussels. Now, things got so bad, as you and I discussed a couple weeks ago, that the bus drivers stopping at this station, and it came out that some of the cleaning staff were getting vaccines for hepatitis, and things were so bad there. Things looked so bad just days before the election that they made a big deal about clearing all of the migrants out of this park. So they're trying to clean up their image right before the vote, so that when Brussels people are riding on the trains and they pass through the station, they don't see this testament to globalism with just migrants laying all over the place. Now, what has come out since then is that it's just a temporary fix. A lot of the migrants have just moved over to this park, Maximilian Park nearby, where hundreds of them loiter during the day. And right now they're sleeping there. They're not welcome in the station. But police are saying, just wait until a few days after the election, they'll all be allowed back in. So these are things that people are seeing in their everyday lives.
Now, hold on a second. This is actually amazing. Who is making this order? Because you're now saying that the police are essentially engaged in a political cover-up.
Well, there are police officers who have spoken, and a chief inspector in Brussels who have spoken.
Well, yeah, I'm not blaming the individual policemen. I'm saying that they're getting orders to engage in a political cover-up.
Yes, absolutely. And this is just a little Band-Aid right before the election, just to keep people, tide it over and say, oh, we're making things better and we'll solve this all. And that doesn't look like what's happening. And I think people, if they see that and they know what's going on just in Brussels, for instance, they're going to say, these people are not serious about solving the issues. We have in Germany, Merkel has said migration must continue. We must continue to accept more. Sweden is saying the same thing. We must continue to accept more. The backlash is coming this weekend. Maybe it's not the final straw for some of these countries, but it's definitely the tide is turning.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And again, this is why they're trying to stop Brexit with everything they got. Because I'm telling you, folks, if Brexit happens, every other country is going to be looking at it and saying, wow, well, we don't want to be involved in this either. This doesn't help our country. All right, Dan Lyman, if you can't stick around for another segment, I'd like to get into the social media censorship with you, if you can do another segment with us. But just amazing coverage from Dan Lyman at EuropeWars.com, folks. Just great stuff.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon by Christine. Great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You
want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, I forgot to ask Dan Lyman. Hey, Dan, have you taken your honk pill today?
Oh, I overload on those every day. It's the only way to cope with the madness. I'm overdosed right now.
The clown world order, man. It's here for us. It's trying to take us over. Dan Lyman, EuropeWars.com. So, yes, the honk pill, folks. That's how you survive in the clown world without going insane. But
I'm very thankful for the honk pills, because when I first started, you know, figuring out everything that was going on years ago, it would just make me so mad. And to try to, like, channel that and not become an angry person is hard. And the honk pill definitely helps you to just turn your anger and nihilism into, you know, just have a bit of fun with it, because there's only so much you can do about it at the moment.
Yes, and unfortunately, the honk pill is not something that we can sell at the InfoWars store. You have to find it within yourself and out there in the ether, if you will. But we do have great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we just came out with a brand new 8-pack power stack. It's 50% off. So here's the story with this. If you are somebody that's curious about supplements, or you've never supplemented, or you're thinking about starting, but you really don't know what to do because you're new to it, this is the perfect combo for you, the 8-pack power stack. So basically what you have here is you have the morning time supplement case and then the evening time. I got them both right here. So you've got your AM, you take these in the morning, and then you got your PM, and you take these at night. So again, if you're new to supplementing, and you just haven't done all the research, but you're interested and you're curious, you want to see how it you know, affects you, the 8-pack power stack is the best way to start, because we put the great supplements in here that we think are the best that you need, and then you don't even have to worry about figuring out, you know, what supplements are best, or going through the process of picking out 8 or 9 different supplements to figure out what you want to take in the morning or the night. We've done that all for you. And so this is the perfect, if you're a beginner or even if you're an expert and you just want to simplify things, the 8-pack power stack. And the good news is it's 50% off, an introductory rate of 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you're somebody that's been curious about supplementing but you haven't really seen an opportunity or the right product for you, this is it, the 8-pack power stack from InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Similar products with this much material in them are going to be upwards of $150 minimum. Right now, this is on sale for $60. So you cannot beat that deal at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Dan Lyman, I want to talk censorship with you here. Oh, and by the way, coming up next, I can't even believe this, folks. This is actually next level, because I was actually wrong. I will admit it. I'm big enough to admit when I was wrong. It wasn't Nancy Pelosi that was going to pass out on a camera live. It actually was Jerry Nadler, and he literally just did it. We've got the footage. Democrat douchebag Jerry Nadler literally just passed out on camera. And so I thought Nancy would be first, but Nancy's next. So, you know, I don't want to – I mean, he could be seriously ill, so I'm not trying to – you know, I'm not trying to make fun of him or anything, but this is the state of the Democrat Party, folks. The Jerry Nadlers, the Nancy Pelosi's, they're gone. They're not even there. They don't belong in office. They're the ones that are unfit. They're the ones that are unhealthy. Okay? So we've got that coming up. It's unbelievable. But Dan, President Trump tweets this out. When is Twitter going to allow the very popular conservative voices that it has so viciously shut down back into the open? It is time. You also have Senator Josh Hawley saying he wants to shut down Facebook and Instagram, which I actually agree with. I'd say just shut them down. Just screw them. But Dan, what do you think about this? You know, we just saw the Krasensteins get banned from Twitter. I think that there's a head fake there. I don't really buy that as an organic thing. So where do you think the censorship is at right now? What do you take of the Krasenstein ban and the president's tweet?
The Krasenstein ban is so strange. I agree with you. Something about it is something strange, like, is going on behind the scenes, because they've been allowed to operate the way that they have for so long, and they are such a they're such icons in the resistance movement. And they just pulled that stunt a few days ago where they pulled their accounts for 5 hours. So I'd love to know what's going on there. I'm hesitant to jump on any conclusions. There was some people on our side of the ball that that use that opportunity to take a stand for free speech and say that they do have a right to be on the platform and shouldn't be kicked off by all means if it's a matter of free speech and them being suppressed in that way, then, you know, I'm all for that too. However, I feel that there's more going on behind the scenes, and either they became a liability or there's something else in store, or there, like you said, is a head fake in play.
I think it's a head fake. And I think what they've done is they've taken the two Krasensteins, obviously, like you said, very popular for the anti-Trumpers on Twitter. I mean, I think they reply a dozen times to every Trump tweet. Trump farts and they sniff the air to think if they can tweet something. So I think that this was a planned ban, and they went with the bot angle. Because, I mean, I've had people come up to me and say, hey, man, I can bot. You want to pay me? I'll get you a million followers on Twitter. So these programs are already out there. It's very mainstream, actually. In fact, there's the Twitter audit where you can go audit people's followers and you can find out pretty easily if their follow count is actually fake bots or real accounts. And so this is something that's been going on for a while. Twitter obviously knows about it. The Krasensteins, if they were doing it, I mean, who knows if you believe it or not, probably have been doing it for a long time. Twitter would have known that. So I think that they hit the Krasensteins to say, see, we're censoring both sides. And then they used the bot angle so that they can then use that narrative to say, oh, it's the bots that are showing Trump is so popular. It's not organic. So to me, it's Twitter's signaling, we're getting ready for another wave of censorship against conservatives, and we're going to use bots as the excuse. And I think the president is privy to it. And I think that's why he put this tweet out, Dan.
That's certainly possible. And, you know, people have been clamoring for a while now. When is Trump going to do something? Donald Trump Jr. is really on top of this situation. He talks about it all the time. And so they know what's going on. And my hope is that there's something in the works that they're taking their time with before they comprehensively go after the issue. Because if they're not, then this is definitely a huge problem. It's a problem across the world with all these elections, the way that parties are being censored, the way that important figures are being censored, members of the media, the conservative media. Raheem Kassam was just taken down off Facebook again for an 11-year-old post. So, I mean, it's getting to the point of, like, it is a crisis now at this point. And if supporters of populism and nationalism and the Trump movement continue to be removed from the platform leading up to the 2020 election, it really leaves Trump, kind of exposed. And also that's going to create a lot of resentment from the people who are being taken down and their supporters as well. They're going to say, you know, what was the point of electing Trump if we can't even have our own little space in the public square protected? So, he definitely needs to make a move, and needs to make a move soon in order to protect free speech. And I do love this Josh Hawley. I've watched some of his speeches. The guy's fantastic. So, I mean, if that's the future of this movement, then we're moving in a good direction. We just need more of him, and we need some more time to build up, you know, our momentum as well, and to be able to speak when we feel like we should be able to speak on social media or in public without being milkshakes being thrown on us, et cetera.
Yeah, Josh Hawley from Missouri has turned out to be quite an all-star of a senator. So, we'll have to find out. You know, Snapchat employees abuse data access to spy on users. Facebook fake account removal doubles in 6 months to $3 billion. I mean, so these companies are having their problems. But, you know, think about it, Dan. If you know, because who pays for these? Nobody pays for these. They got to get money from you somehow. So they're selling your data. I mean, and that's the big hit that I think you can go after these people on. Is, but here's the king, too. It's like, this is all about stopping Trump from getting reelected. This is like if all the rideshare applications said, okay, we're going to give free rides to people who want to go to the polls unless they're voting Trump. I mean, that's basically what social media is saying. Like, we're going to allow you to engage in speech, but only if you're anti-Trump. Dan Lyman from EuropeWars.com, always great work. Go to EuropeWars.com to follow his great work.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Green has the story at InfoWars.com. This just happened, ladies and gentlemen. All you got to do is look.
Look around, folks. Pick your head up. Look around. It's not too hard to see what's going on right now. You got a bunch of demon-possessed people that don't even realize it, gnashing out against humanity. And then you have the leaders of the Democrat Party that get their energy from the devil. They're now losing that energy as the devil is waning now. And so the story at InfoWars.com from Kellen McBreen, disoriented Democrat Jerry Nadler nearly passes out during presser. I mean, he really does pass out. And he kind of nodding his head. He's clearly ill. And look, I'm not here celebrating the fact that Jerry Nadler almost died on camera today. But this is a corrupt Democrat. This is a dirtbag. This is a scumbag. And so I wish him the best in God's plan. But we thought it was Nancy Pelosi that would be the one that passed out drunk on a podium. It ended up being the rapscallion Jerry Nadler. Here is the video that just broke. Jerry Nadler passes out. He's clearly ill. I don't know what's going on in the middle of a Democrat press conference.
I said one time, who's in charge here?
And I think the congressman's right about that fact. Jerry, you want some? Yeah, I got some here. Jerry, take a drink. Look a little dehydrated, brother.
Crowded room full of people, and he is just gone. Here's bumbling Pelosi, probably drunk, high on pills, maybe both.
Everyone, he started making, sending signals to the U.S., Mexico, Canada. If that's not the accurate category, some people call it after NAFTA, some call it NAFTA 2.0. We're working together to pass that.
You want to take a drink of this to give yourself some? How you feel, man?
And Nadler is not well. He is not well. He can't even see. It's bad.
How you feel, man?
Oh, boy.
You okay?
There's three things.
Puts up two fingers.
We're very busy people. I said one time, who's in charge here?
You are, Nan. Look, again, you know, I don't get pleasure out of the fact that Jerry Nadler looks like he just had, like, a stroke or something. That's serious. I feel bad for him as a person and for his family. But, you know, sometimes the world has a funny way. Universal karma has a funny way of coming back to you. And so you have all these Democrats saying Trump is unfit, Trump is unhealthy, Trump can't sit up straight, Trump's sleepy, he's this, he's that. No, that's the Democrats. That's Joe Biden falling asleep before he has speeches. That's Jerry Nadler passing out, it looks like having a serious health problem in the middle of a Democrat press conference. That's Nancy Pelosi fumbling and bumbling through multiple press conferences every day like a drunkard. That's Hillary Clinton literally passing out and had to be hucked into a car because she was like a wet noodle. And then they say, oh, she just had a spout of pneumonia. She got cold. It was like 80 degrees in New York that day. She had a jacket on. She comes out the next day and hugs a child. Really? She had a pneumonia and then she went out and hugged a child while she's wearing her seizure glasses. And so this is literally the party of sickly, ill, deranged people, the Democrat Party, the Nancy Pelosi's. And what do? They point the finger at Trump, who's got more energy than all of them combined. In fact, if you look at most presidents, when they get in office and then after they've been in office for a while, they usually age pretty quickly and not so well. This president, as Maxine Waters says, he's glowing. It's like he's gotten younger. And then what do you have? They say he's unfit, he's unhealthy, Jerry Nadler passes out, Hillary Clinton falls down, Nancy Pelosi, if she's not drunk, then there's seriously something wrong with her.
So there you go, folks. So very interesting right there. All right. Do we have these videos ready? I'm not sure how long they are. From Paul Joseph Watson, U.S. Cardinal says Islam attempting to take over the West. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to see what's happened. U.S. Cardinal Raymond Burke says that resisting large-scale immigration from Muslim countries is the responsible exercise of one's patriotism. And so here is Cardinal Burke on large-scale Muslim immigration.
Question: should a politician who resists large-scale Muslim immigration be refused a papal blessing? Since I don't dispense papal blessings, I won't. I think the fundamental question here is: someone who resists large-scale Muslim immigration committing an immoral act, and therefore should be, let's say, denied Holy Communion or in some way recognized as a public sinner. To resist large-scale Muslim immigration, in my judgment, is to be responsible in the sense of making sure that those who are immigrating to the country remember that the definition of the church's teaching is that the individuals are not able to find a way of living in their own country. And this is not true of immigrants who come, who are opportunists, and in particular in the case of Islam, which by its definition is believes itself to be destined to rule the world, coming in large numbers to countries, and you don't have to be a rocket scientist to see what's happened, for instance, in Europe, in countries like France and Germany and also here in Italy, and it's also happening in the United States. There's a very interesting book written called No Go Zones, in which records places in the United States where, in fact, Muslim immigrants have set up their own legal order. In other words, they resist the authority, the legitimate authority of the state. And so to be opposed to wholesale or large-scale Muslim immigration is in fact, as far as I'm concerned, a responsible exercise of one's patriotism, in the sense that we, yes, people are true refugees who can't live in their own country. We must receive them and help them in every way. But this is not the case when you have simply a large-scale immigration.
So there's Cardinal Raymond Burke. Actually had the opportunity to meet him when he served in the Archdiocese of St. Louis from 2004 to 2008. So it's glad to see that not everyone from the Catholic Church is pro-globalism. And so you won't hear that from the Pope, and you kind of heard him joking about it. And you're starting to actually see signs inside of the ministry now that are kind of going against the Pope, who's clearly open borders, one world government, globalist. And so we've got another video of another cardinal coming up in the next hour. Warning of the same thing. Vatican Cardinal warns West will disappear because of mass migration. But it's already happening. It's already happening. I said this yesterday, and the only chance there is to stop it from happening is the Brexit. But if they don't complete the Brexit, it's basically like this. In 20 years, everything hinges on Brexit. In 20 years, if you don't get Brexit, Europe will be the Middle East. In 20 years, if you do get Brexit, Europe will still be Europe, and you'll still have European countries you can go, and there'll still be culture. If you don't get Brexit, the European Union will have wide open borders, Islam will move in, it'll take over Europe, turn it into the Middle East, and that'll be it for Europe. So they have a choice to make right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.